It's the penultimate day of the 6th World Water Forum in Marseille, France. Governments, NGOs, and campaign groups are participating at the week-long gathering. The event has already seen the United Nations issue a warning that strains on the world's water supply are increasing and that a radical rethink of water policy is needed. One organization that has been attending the conference is the International Union for Conservation of Nature. James Dalton from the group's water program spoke to Lydia O'Kane about some of the highlights of the event.
What are your thoughts so far about how this water conference has been progressing?
Well, it's been a very interesting conference in that there are many, you know, the theme for the conference is a time for solutions, and I think a lot of solutions have been presented. Almost too many, in that it becomes a little bit confusing about which is the best solution to solve similar problems with water management. But it seems to have progressed well in the sense that a lot of new things have been put on the table, and I think there's a lot more agreement over a wider range of options to solve some of these problems rather than it just being traditionally the water world that has a responsibility to solve them, because obviously water is involved in agriculture and energy production. So, you know, much more sort of different sectoral perspectives on how to deal with the problem.
So you think it's more than just a talking shop? Because you hear a lot of conferences and they come and go and then nothing else happens. Do you think it's been quite productive?
Well, there's always an element of talking shop, and there's always an element of people wanting to, you know, have their say but not necessarily follow it up with action. But I think this time, because we have a much broader range of people at the event, it's been good to understand their perspectives, you know, to get energy and businesses' perspective on water needs for them and in the future and the solutions that they may have to some of the water problems. Because traditionally, water has always been a public issue driven by, you know, government to solve the problems. But clearly, you know, we can't solve the problems by only relying on the public sector into the future. So we have to broaden that. So there's an element of talking shop, but there's also been an element of you know, looking at new ideas and working with different partners.
Now, your organization has been presenting ideas to this water conference, one that was launched, I believe, Friday, which was water wealth, looking at the situation in the Pacific and Asia. Perhaps you could talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so water wealth actually is a book which contains a series of 45 case studies from across the Asia-Pacific region. And these case studies are designed to really show that there are solutions for dealing with water management, but it may not be in the places that you would expect to find them. So it's looking at working with government, with community level, and with NGOs to say it's not just a government problem, it's not just a community level problem, but to really deal with these issues, you have to work across those different sort of levels of people and stakeholders to the problem. And so Water Wealth brings some of these solutions together to say there are still many problems with water, but there are also a variety of different solutions, and they're not always the same solution in the same place. So it's much more about learning and sharing across the region about good things that are happening.
Are there particular highlights? Is there one or two highlights that you have really noted about this conference?
I think for us, as IUCN, there's much more recognition of the role of ecosystems in the being affected by poor water management, but also offering solutions to water management for the future. And I think that's really come through in many, many sessions. I must admit, I'm very surprised at how much ecosystems and natural solutions are being mentioned and talked about and put out there as solutions from institutions and individuals I've known for a long time who you would never expect to look at that as a possible option. So I think that's really moved things forward a lot, and it's been very good. The issue now is whether or not that level of discussion actually makes it into activities and implementation on the ground. I mean, our experience with some of our programs running for over 10 years now has always been to look at natural solutions to the problem, working with more technical solutions. So the challenge now is up to the next forum is to see, are we going to see more of these actual activities and proper results and implementation using these new approaches being put forward, or you know, is it still just talking about them?
Do you think, James, that we as consumers take water very much for granted?
Very much, yeah. Unfortunately, people don't realise, people normally, you know, if water stops coming out of your tap or you can't get access to it, it's, you know, people complain very quickly about it because you need it to cook, to clean, to survive. But you don't really, you know, people don't really understand the true value of it. So you might not have to pay very much for it, or you might not have to pay anything at all. But the value of that resource to you as a person and a society is very, very unrecognized, because without it, we wouldn't be able to function.
What would you and your organization really like to see coming out of this conference?
I think for us, really, we're seeing much more of this recognition of natural solutions, but I think we'd still like to see it higher up the agenda. I mean, we are having discussions with utilities and with companies and with other organizations who we would not normally have worked with, perhaps, say, 10 years ago, and talking to them about, you know, how to manage watersheds better at different levels with communities and with government to try and make sure that there are ecosystem benefits as well as benefits for, you know, growing cities. So I think for us, really, to build on some of those partnerships and to see some of these organizations coming into that sort of way of thinking, that, you know, investing in natural solutions and good watershed and catchment management. And there are some good examples of that already. It's just the problem is, you know, when you have new countries rapidly growing, some of the new emerging economies, they are, and working with them is the key area, really, I think, to try and look at options that they have for the future rather than just going constantly down sort of the built solutions to water management.